The gendarme removed his kepi and scratched his head. About 2 days after the murder, a pen was discovered in the grass near the annex, a very expensive, handcrafted pen called a Mont Blanc. Turned out to have Kerjean's prints all over it. He confessed that it was his. A gift, he said, and claimed that he must have dropped it when he was there to report on the murder. The boys from the mainland were already suspicious, and they really turned the spotlight on him then. Which is when they discovered that he couldn't account for his whereabouts the night of the murder. Where did he say he was? At home in bed. Aren't they all? Enzo grinned. So there was no one to vouch for that? Gauguin raised a wry eyebrow. For once it seems he didn't have a woman in his bed. He raised a finger. But here's the thing, monsieur. His car is always parked outside his house in Locmaria. Always. But a neighbor coming home late that night noticed that the car wasn't there. Even although the house was all shuttered up and in darkness. So how did he account for that? Said his car had broken down on the road on the drive back from Le Bourg, and he'd been forced to abandon it. How did he manage to get out to Killian's place then the next morning? Gauguin smiled. Good question, monsieur. Of course he had an answer for it. Said he'd gone out at first light and got his car going again. Then came home and had his breakfast, which is when he heard the police call on the radio. Enzo nodded. And no one saw him? The gendarme smiled. Not a soul. You said Kerjean had threatened to murder Killian. How did that come about? In a pub in Le Bourg, Monsieur MacLeod. Le Truskel. Oh yes, I know it. Enzo recalled the bar with its small, deserted terrace opposite the doctor's house in the Place de l'Arrêt. One of Kerjean's favourite haunts. It wouldn't be the first time he'd got drunk there. The regulars knew him well and usually gave him a wide berth. But that night, about a week before the murder, he was in, drowning his sorrows over his fractured relationship with Argela. He was very vocally, very loudly telling anyone who'd listen what a bastard that Englishman Killian was. How you could never trust an incomer, and a foreigner to boot. Killian had ratted on him, he said, ruined his life, and if their paths ever crossed again, he'd strike the old bastard down and dispatch him to the cemetery where he belonged.